This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Kicking off a whirlwind 36-hour visit to India that emphasizes pageantry over policy, President Trump received a warm welcome Monday on the subcontinent. There are a number of presidential photo ops planned for today, including a trip to the famed Taj Mahal. U.S. President Donald Trump says a 7-day partial truce with the Afghan Taliban has been holding up, and it could eventually lead to a signing of a peace deal with the insurgent group later this week. Trump's remarks came a day after the reduction in violence truce took effect across Afghanistan, with all parties to the 18-year-old Afghan war agreeing not to launch offensive operations for a week. Fears are mounting today that the coronavirus outbreak in China will grow into a pandemic after sharp rises in infections in South Korea, Italy, and Iran. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
This year's Venice Carnival saw revelers wearing extra masks, one to celebrate and another to protect against the coronavirus. Authorities also ended the festival 2 days early in an attempt to stop the virus's spread. Italy has struggled to contain a sharp rise in infections across the north of the country that jumped to above 150. On the other side of the globe, South Korea's government has put the country on high alert. The weekend saw an exponential spike in cases there to over 750, with several people dead.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake near the Turkish-Iranian border Sunday killed 9 people in Turkey and injured at least 65 in Iran. The quake was primarily felt in Turkey's Van province, where 9 people, including 4 children, were killed and 37 injured. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says he has not seen any evidence that Russia is doing anything to help President Trump get reelected. Reports surfaced last week that U.S. intelligence officials had told lawmakers that Russia was working to help Mr. Trump win a second term in the White House. Appearing on ABC's This Week, O'Brien says foreign adversaries do have a motive to meddle in the U.S. elections.
I do think the Russians and the Chinese and others like to sow disruption in the American electorate. And I think they've done that doesn't mean because they prefer a particular candidate. It's because these are autocratic regimes that don't believe in democracy, and they'd like to see Americans at each other's throat.
But he says Russians wouldn't want Trump reelected because the president has strengthened the NATO alliance against Russia. Israel's military says its warplane struck Islamic Jihad targets in Palestinian-ruled Gaza and near Damascus in Syria. The move followed a barrage of rocket fire into Israel from Gaza on Sunday. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the rocket attacks. The group was infuriated by images of the body of a Palestinian militant dangling from an Israeli military bulldozer. Israeli soldiers shot the militant as he tried to plant a bomb along the Israeli-Gaza border fence. The bulldozer crossed into Gaza to move the body. Israel says at least 20 rockets were fired from Gaza, causing no damage or injuries. Israel's Iron Dome defense system stopped most of the rockets. Israel's retaliatory strikes landed on Islamic Jihad targets in Gaza and near Damascus. Palestinian medical officials say 4 were wounded in Gaza. Syria says most of the Israeli missiles were intercepted and has so far not reported any injuries or damage. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Haiti's capital is getting back to normal today after violent anti-government protests over the weekend. Reuters' Gloria Sow reports.
A police protest in Haiti turned violent this weekend during a street rally over low pay. The sounds of gun battles and the smell of tear gas replaced celebrations for Carnival in the capital of Port-au-Prince. It wasn't immediately clear who fired the shots or gas. However, it's just the latest flare-up of a nation in crisis. Haiti has been racked by a prolonged economic emergency. The worsening political situation has cut Haiti off from much-needed international funding. The country is the poorest in the Americas, and losing funding has hamstrung its ability to respond to spiraling crises, including massive food shortages.
That is Reuters' Gloria So. Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad submitted his resignation to Malaysia's King Monday while his political party quit the ruling alliance in a shocking political upheaval less than 2 years after his election victory. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.